Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is Eternal Inheritance. Jesus is our benefactor. Have you received your inheritance? Join us online this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the weekly Bible chat. Don't miss this good fellowship and friendly conversation. We'll chat about Bible topics and scriptures. You can post praise reports and prayer requests. For those up to the challenge, test your knowledge with Bible trivia. We look forward to chatting with you on Tuesday. Eternal inheritance. Jesus is our benefactor. Imagine you receive news from an attorney that a distant relative passed away and bequeathed you $10 million. Now, you had avoided this relative for decades because he disapproved of your lifestyle. Confused, you tell the attorney she must be mistaken. "You didn't do anything to earn this inheritance," she said. "He always thought of you as a son." Sorrowfully, you remembered how often he called you and tried to help you. He never gave up on you, even at the point of death. The inheritance comes at the perfect time. All your debts could be paid, and you could live in abundance, finally. Even so, the attorney informs you that the inheritance comes with responsibilities. Our benefactor cares. When Jesus shared the news about his imminent death and departure, his disciples were devastated. They couldn't follow him to his new destination, but Jesus would not leave them comfortless. Christ died for us, leaving a spiritual inheritance. John 16:4-11. "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." The disciples would later understand how their redemption depended on Christ's sacrifice. Right then, though, they were heartbroken. As always, Jesus encouraged them, promising to send them the precious Holy Spirit. Now, surely, the disciples didn't deserve this inheritance. They didn't even know to ask for it. But Jesus knew exactly what they needed, and he knows exactly what we need. Though he would be absent physically, he promised to be with believers in spirit. Our benefactor's will and testament. We've done nothing to earn salvation or the Spirit. It was God's will to sacrifice his only Son so that we could be redeemed. It was God's will to send the Holy Spirit to comfort us. And through his New Testament, the blood of the New Covenant, he washes away our sins. He calls people to repentance, drawing them out of the darkness and into the marvelous light. Sadly, many will ignore his calls, but the Lord blesses believers with eternal life by his Spirit. John 14:26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Our benefactor's terms and conditions. Earthly inheritances often come with stipulations. For example, a beneficiary may have to wait until he reaches a particular age to collect funds. Others may have to change lifestyles or invest in certain causes. And so it is with our spiritual inheritance. We have responsibilities as Christ's disciples and beneficiaries of His Spirit. Take note of Christ's terms. The body of Christ should operate in love, peace, unity, and pure communication, so as not to grieve the Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Moreover, our eternal destination is contingent upon our reverence for the Spirit. Matthew 12:31-32. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. So if we think we can squander this inheritance away while defaming the Spirit and taking His gifts for granted, we better think again. The Holy Spirit also brings conviction to a dying, sinful world. Men and women with seared consciences have become desensitized to adultery, violence, and perversion. However, the Holy Ghost can pierce even the hardest of hearts. Because He reproves the world of sin, each person is held accountable for word and deed. But I have good news. Jesus gave His life as a ransom so that we could be set free from sin. He was willing, even to the point of death, to give us life. Our benefactor is rich. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Our benefactor is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the maker of heaven and earth, the mighty God. Who can give us more than he can? And who knows us better than he does? And who are we that he would be mindful of us? Our God will supply our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And though we didn't deserve it, he sent the Holy Spirit, which bears witness that we are the sons and daughters of God, joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, we will not take this inheritance for granted, because the Spirit gives us power, liberating us from the bonds of sin, legalism, and ritualism. He comforts us, teaches us, and seals us until the day of redemption. Glory be to God. Our benefactor lives. It's unlikely that we'll inherit millions from a distant relative. However, there is a greater inheritance, purchased with blood, more precious than diamonds and rubies. The comforting Holy Spirit is graciously given to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And there is more, much, much more. Our benefactor died, yes, but now he lives. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Hebrews 9:14-15. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.